I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. Today, we have a special guest, and I'll let her tell you her name.
I'm Flowerbutt, the butterfly.
Do you have a story to tell?
Yes, I do.
Will you tell it to us now?
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a Christmas tree. And she was a little baby Christmas tree. No, she was a little girl Christmas tree. And nobody cut her down. She lived on the far side of the forest with her mommy. She loved singing and dancing all the way on the far side where there was a cliff on the forest.
Where there was a what in the forest?
A cliff.
A cliff?
Yes, a cliff.
What's a cliff?
Oh, you know, it's just like a piece of ground.
Oh, like somebody could fall down a cliff?
Yeah.
And she was right on the edge of the cliff?
No.
No?
She was at the bottom of the cliff.
She was at the bottom of the cliff?
No, she was actually not at the very bottom, like this part of the cliff.
Oh, she was in the middle of the cliff.
Yes.
Oh, and do you know what happened one day?
Well, why don't you tell the rest?
The Christmas tree was a happy Christmas tree there in the middle of a cliff on the far side of the forest. And every summer she grew just a little tiny bit. And all spring and fall and winter she danced in the wind with the other little Christmas trees under the sprucy boughs of her mom. But after so many seasons, each quite the same as the last, the little girl Christmas tree became a teenage Christmas tree, and she began to feel some existential angst. What is the point? She asked. Why am I here, in the middle of a cliff, on the far side of the forest? What is my purpose? If a Christmas tree dances in the wind and there is no one around to see her, decorate her with colorful lights and put presents under her, is she really a Christmas tree? Hush now, said her mama. A Christmas tree is a fine thing to be. You don't have to be any more than you are. The teenage girl Christmas tree couldn't quite believe her mama. She felt it all the way to her roots. There had to be more to life. She did want to believe her mama, but she just couldn't. Season after season passed, with spring sunshine to warm her needles and summer heat to warm all the way through her trunk to her very sappy core. Then the chill of fall and the long, deep, dark, lasting cold of winter on the far side of the forest. But what is the point? Asked the Christmas tree. What is my purpose? Why am I here? One sunny day, when the grass was green and the butterflies were flitting and the Indian paintbrushes were decorating the far side of the forest with bright dashes of red, the little Christmas trees heard a terrible racket. It was a marmot and a chipmunk fighting over the hazelnuts on a hazelnut tree. "All mine," chattered the marmot. "No, mine," nattered the chipmunk. And so it went on and on, very shrill and noisy-like, the chipmunk dashing this way and the marmot puffing up his tail and baring his teeth, and the chipmunk screaming in the shrubbery and charging at the marmot, who wouldn't back down but would deke away from the chipmunk, and so on, until the little red chipmunk decided she should probably back off. The marmot was much bigger and so determined to have all the nuts to himself, and really, wasn't there plenty to eat on the far side of the forest this time of year? It would just be so nice to take some of the nuts that had already fallen and roasted just a little in the sunshine up into her little nest in the... Uh-oh. The little chipmunk was backing up and backing up, and she forgot that she was on the edge of a cliff. She didn't think to look behind her. Down she fell. Down, down, down. Christmas tree gasped. The north winds were harsh on the far side of the forest, especially in the middle of the cliff, and so all the trees grew very tightly against the side of their cliff, their little boughs stiff against their skinny trunks. The little Christmas tree felt the sun in her sap, though, and she used all the energy she had to lean just a little this way so that the little red chipmunk would fall into her branches. "Oof," said the little red chipmunk. "Lucky you were here, little Christmas tree." And the little Christmas tree felt herself turn extra green, just like that. And the air around her became extra fresh and elfin-scented. The little red chipmunk was so grateful for the little green Christmas tree that she spent much of her winter dashing to a special spot she knew, underneath a chairlift that took skiers up a mountain on the near side of the forest. She went there because the skiers would drop the shiniest, most interesting things on the ground below them and never ever come back for them. Gum wrappers and sunglasses, keys and bright knit hats with pom-poms. Whenever the little red squirrel found a particularly beautiful object, she would race back to the far side of the forest and down to the middle of the cliff. And she would adorn the little Christmas tree with it until she was the most beautifully decorated Christmas tree that ever grew on the far side of the forest. She was so glad that she was a Christmas tree and that she was right where she was. You never know when you'll be able to make a real difference to somebody, but when you can, you should. That fall, the Christmas tree grew pine cones on every tip of each of her branches. She hoped each one would grow into a new tree and make fresh, spruce-smelling air. Merry Christmas!
From
Mini Pet Story and Weekly Butterfly. For today, goodbye. See you next week.